Colleagues, we have a 4/5 agenda item 346-1.
Recognize April 10, 2018 as Equal Pay Day.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. Today, or actually yesterday, we observed April 10th as Equal Pay Day to raise awareness on the growing pay inequities based on gender that exist in our country. Equal Pay Day usually always lands on a Tuesday because on average across America, a woman must work a week and 2 days to receive the same pay a man does in 1 week. Equal Pay Day is the annual calculation that establishes the extra days each year a woman must work to make as much as a man in a year. So it's generally 100 plus days past the end of the year that a woman has to work to earn the same pay that a man in his comparable job earns. And I'm unhappy to report that this year's date is a week later than last year's. So unfortunately, we have taken a step backwards as a nation. But the city of Portland has done a good job as an employer. In 2016, council passed an ordinance that directed the Bureau of Human Resources to study pay practices at the city of Portland. These findings have found that the city's pay practices are gender neutral. And for that, we can all be proud of it. So I am pleased that we as a council are united in recognizing this inequality and continue to raise awareness and support efforts to address gender pay equity. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Did you want to read the proclamation?
I'll do it, or did you want to do it?
I'll go ahead and do it. Thank you. It's an honor. So, whereas Equal Pay Day was originally created by the National Committee on Pay Equity, otherwise known as NCPE, in 1996 as a public awareness event to illustrate the gap between men's and women's wages. And whereas women across the country earn, on average, 80% of what men earn for comparable work. And whereas, in the state of Oregon, women can expect to earn only 79% of what their male counterparts make. And whereas, women of color face wage discrimination at even higher rates, with African American women earning just 63% of all men's earnings, and Latinas earning just 60.4% of all men's earnings. And whereas equal pay is both a human rights and economic development issue, and studies have proven that parity in wages improves productivity potential and uplifts families and children, which benefits the entire community. And whereas the city of Portland is an equal opportunity employer and maintains a comprehensive compensation policy that pays similarly situated employees at similar rates without regard to gender or race, ethnicity. And whereas the city council believes pay equity is a foundational component of a prosperous and successful community, and the internal actions of our local government affects the well-beings of our employees, their families, and the entire Portland community. And whereas the City Council directs the Bureau of Human Resources to evaluate existing workforce data and determine whether and how gender impacts types of appointments, pay at appointment, progression through the pay range, and promotional opportunities. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Portland City Council recognizes April 10th, 2018 as Equal Pay Day and will continue to evaluate and promote equal pay policies adopted by the Council, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners Saltzman, Udaly, Fish, and Fritz.
Thank you.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, I'm very pleased to be part of this resolution, and we obviously have a lot of work to do. I've got a 25-year-old daughter, and I hope sometime in her adult life, she, in any career of her choice, gets paid the same as her male counterparts. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Well, as we know, women's pay equity has moved at a glacial pace. I think that we can expect it by 2059 if it continues at the current rate. Achieving pay equity for women who make up roughly half of our workforce would significantly contribute to decrease in poverty for children, which is a great reason to strive for it. And another great reason is because it's the right thing to do. So I'm glad to say that we have pay equity on City Council, and happy Pay Equity Day, everybody. Aye.
Fritz.
It is discouraging to see how sometimes we're taking a step backwards as on this. And it isn't only the issue of the same job disparities, it's the disparities between jobs. So I was happy to see that the resolution included our direction to the Bureau of Human Resources to look at the kinds of work that generally are done more often done by women and more often done by men within the city government, and moving towards pay equity on that. Of course, it's also who gets the jobs, and with Commissioner Udaly and I being number 7 and number 8, or the other way around, it's a matter of how open are we to encouraging women and people who identify as women in our workforce. So I have to say that as I look back over my career and reflecting that I'm now in a dead-end job that has no career advancement opportunities, at least in this particular seat, which I'm fine with. It's an honour to be here in a privileged position to do the final votes and to say the things that need to be said. I also look back on my career as a nurse and the 56 days that I spent on strike with OHSU in 2001-2002, which increased my pay by 40% in the subsequent 6 years that I worked at OHSU, and that now nursing is a career that both women and men aspire to go into, and which does pay a family wage, where you don't have to choose between looking after your patients and looking after your family or your own roof over your head. So it takes time, it takes a lot of effort, it can be very painful at times, and we have to keep trying. Aye.
Wheeler.
I really appreciate your bringing this forward, Commissioner Saltzman, and I've appreciated hearing my colleagues' statements. It is disappointing to me, Commissioner Udaly, that we are making such glacial progress on this issue. And what was coming to my mind as I was reading this, I was thinking about a letter my mom wrote. She's almost 88. She's been committing a lot of her memories to writing, which I really appreciate. She graduated from Stanford University in 1952 and took a job as a stenographer. And that was pretty much her career path, even being highly educated, and she is much, much more intelligent than I am. She's a very, very intelligent woman. And it always kind of made me wonder, you know, had she wanted to, and I don't want to make that presumption on her behalf, had those barriers not been there, how might things have been different for her? And what's in this resolution that I so much appreciate is the acknowledgement that it is not only a human rights issue that has held women back from what they deserve because they have earned it. It also holds the entire community back from an economic development and economic prosperity perspective. When women get shortchanged, our society gets shortchanged. And that's why we all have this collective interest in making sure that these issues are addressed. And I'm glad I didn't know how that audit for the city of Portland was going to come out. And I'm glad that we're setting an example as a public institution that others in the community can follow. So thank you all. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, colleagues. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. We are adjourned.